Father, we give you glory this morning. We are grateful, God, because you are our Father. Thank you, God, for every day you are feeding us with your word. Jehovah, we are so much grateful because, Lord, you are granting every prayer request. And we thank you, God, for your mercies over our lives. Thank you, Father, Lord, for today as we have come to your people. Lord, we thank you, God, because you will release our word. For everyone that is hearing of this morning, Lord, you will release their own word. You will speak to every heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as your word will come forth this morning, I pray that, Lord, it will make a meaning. It will touch. Lord, it will grant us, Lord, divine turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your name be glorified. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I thank God for this morning as God has helped us and given us enablement to come to you today? Thank God because our God is the Almighty God. Thank God for every testimony that we receive from this program. Thank you for the works of signs and wonders that God is doing for us through this program. To him be all the glory, all the honor, adoration, majesty in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I discovered that, you know, many of us, we are going to church, but yet we are not close to God. You know, it has been something that has burdened my heart for some time now, because I'm thinking that how can someone be going to church and yet, you know, he doesn't know God? I didn't know it can even happen like that. It's now that God is giving me the mystery that some people even say, even some people, they pray to God, you know, they talk to God, but the Bible says their heart is far from God. Now, that is the area this morning we'll be sharing together. And I would like you to please, you know, get your pen and your paper and let us share the word of God together. And I'm sure that, you know, every word that God is giving to you, be ready to turn around and be ready to embrace the word for our life to become wonderful in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So today, by the grace of God, I'll be sharing with you on intimacy with God. Intimacy with God. Can we go to the Bible? Let's look at the book of John. John chapter 17. And let's look at verse 3. John 17 verse 3.
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
You know, the major thing, you know, is to know God. Because the more you know God, the more you don't know him. You know, the more you are close to God, the more you want to move closer to him again. So, you know, Jesus Christ was speaking there. He said, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. So some people come to church, yet they don't know the Lord. Can you imagine that? If Jesus were to be walking on our street today, many people who are calling Jesus will not be able to recognize that that is Jesus going. Can you see that? Some people, they are calling Jesus, yet they don't know that Jesus. Is that not wonderful? Some people, they are calling Jesus, but if Jesus should manifest himself, they will not know it's Jesus. Why? Because they don't have a tie with him. Some are calling him for commercial. Some they just use him for any other thing. But how is Christ to you? You know, he said that, you know, the major thing that God planned for us is for us to know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. You know, so you need to get closer to Jesus. You need to get closer to God for you to know him the more, so that your life will be transformed. And that was what Paul was saying in the book of Philippians, chapter number 3, in verse 10. Philippians, chapter 3, verse number 10.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death.
After this man wrote 2/3 of the book in New Testament, you know, he traveled far. You know, God gave him revelations, you know, and he's saying that I may know him. That is to say, even though I have done many things for Christ, yet I've not done anything for him. Even though God has used me so much, even though he has not used me. Can you see that? So he's saying that I am yet to get to the level of knowing God, you know, and he's saying that, see, oh, I want to know him. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. So do you have that eagerness to know God? So intimacy with God is a close relationship of love. He shows your love, It shows your friendship. It shows your trust, your hope, even your faith, you know, with the Lord. You know, your intimacy is the matter of relationship. That I love God. It's like a husband and wife. You know, when you see husband and wife, one thing that can make them promote their love is intimacy. When a man is so close to his wife, you know, don't forget that the day that Adam and Eve, the day that Adam was far from Eve, that was the time that the enemy came. Enemy came and was able to deceive Eve and he succeeded. Can you see now? Why? There must be unity. There must be intimacy. Even apart from spiritual, even in our home, even in our marital life, there must be intimacy. You know, there will be closeness. Closeness between husband and wife. The same thing with Jesus. The same thing with God. We need to be close, closer to him, you know, and to have intimacy with God is to immerse yourself in the Word of God. You know, one of the ways for you to say, I have intimacy with God is to be connected, is, you know, to know the Word, to go down with the Word, and also to keep your spiritual ear attuned to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You know, when you keep your ears in attune, when you are able to receive, when God is directing, talking to you, speaking to you, then we are so close to him. Hallelujah. And also, do you know that when we worship him, when there's a means for us to worship God with our own being, you know, through worship, we also experience intimacy with him. You know, because worship brings us into the presence of God. Hallelujah. So what am I saying today is that there's a need for us to be closer to God. And how can we maintain intimacy with God? How can we be close to God? Number one thing this morning, I tell you, you must have a place of meeting with God. There must be a place of meeting with God. Psalm 42, can we read from verse 1 to 2? Psalm 42, verses 1 to 2.
As the hart panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
When shall I come? You know, it says, as the hart, hart is an animal. You know, all these, you know, vegetarian animal. It says, as the hart panted after water brooks, so my soul panted after thee, O Lord. You know, my soul is after you. You know, the thing is that, what are you thirsty for? You know, a lot of us as Christians, we task for money, we task for position, we task for cloth, we task for shoe. Then you see Christians taking credit for shoe. You know, credit. They buy things on credit. They buy cloth on credit. They buy earring on credit. But why should that one be? You know, you must pant after the kingdom of God. No, what the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, and every other thing shall be added. You know, he said, as the hart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. You know, he says, my soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before you? See, the psalmist is saying, I thirst for God. Not for gold, but for God. So what are you thirsting for? So when you thirst for God, there will be a complication. You will always like to be in God's presence. You know, there are some people, they don't know that they need to pray to God. Some Christians, they don't know that they need to communicate. They don't know that they need to sit down and talk to God and meditate with God. You know, so intimacy will make you to have a meeting place with God. Also, it will make you to spend time with God daily. It will make you to spend time. You know, because you know a person more as you spend more time with him. Likewise, God. You know, you know a person more as you spend time. You need time with God. You know, people who are going to church, they are not foolish people. People who are going to church regularly, they are not foolish. You know the reason? Because they want to spend time with God. Time with God. You know, and Bible says, you know, the Mount Zion, those that appear before God, they go from strength to strength. So you too, you need to spend time with God. When you wake up in the morning, you need God. You need to start with God. When you start with God, you will end with blessings. Hallelujah. So, you know a person more as you spend more time with him. In the book of Psalm 63, let's read verse 1. Psalm 63, verse number 1.
O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longed for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is.
Can you see the heart of David? No wonder God blessed him. No wonder God used him. You know, he said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. Early, you will be my number one. You know, I will seek you early. You know, I will seek you early. That's why you need to make God your number one. Early will I. Some of us, you know, we don't make God our number one. You know, we don't seek God early. He said, early will I seek thee. You know, he said, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty ground where no water is. What is your own condition? Are you thirsty for God? What do you do first of all in the day? When you wake up from your bed, what do you do? You know, some people, they wake up from the bed straight to the kitchen. Why? You know, they don't even know it has been God keeping them throughout the night. You need fellowship with God. You need fellowship with God. You need fellowship with God. And this will brighten, you know, your intimacy. It will make you to be closer to God. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to God this morning. We are talking this morning on intimacy with God, because I say I've discovered that many Christians, even though they are going to church, or even though they call themselves Christians, but they are yet to be close to God. They don't know God at all. And we are looking at how to promote intimacy, how to be close to God, how, you know, to know God the more. A lot of us, you know, it's like, you know, we have now reduced our level of knowing God. Before, we are so crazy for it. Before, we go seeking God everywhere. Before, we go for conferences. Before, we go for prayer meetings. Before, we do this and that. Before, we are involved in vigils. But today, what is happening? You know, this message is to bring us up, to let us know that we need to maintain constancy. We need to maintain, you know, fervency with God. So, we now said, one of the routines that can make you, you know, to have intimacy with God is when you have a meeting place for God and when you spend time with God. Now, let's continue. You know, I want you to see the story of Enoch. And, you know, this story of Enoch is so interesting that, you know, you will discover that, you know, yeah, Enoch walked with God and then God now took him. Let's see Genesis chapter 5 and let's read from verse 21. Genesis 5 from 21.
And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
God took him. Now, can you see that relationship? You know, it's so much walked with God, I didn't see death. Now, if you walk with God, you know, you will not see affliction. If you walk with God, you will see that the favor of God will come upon you. So, you know, Enoch, Bible says he walked with God after he begat Methuselah. You know, and Bible now says that he walked with God in verse 5, and he was not. So I wonder when we get to heaven, Enoch will ask you, how do you die? Do you die of accident? How do you die? You know, because he did not die. You know, God took him. Why? Because he maintained fellowship with God. He maintained, you know, I want you to know that it is for your own good when you are close to God, when you are intimate with God, when you are flowing with God, you know, it's for your own good. Look at Enoch now. Look, see what happened to him. God took him. God took him. The same way he sent chariot of fire to carry Elijah to heaven. Can you see intimacy there? Can you see walking close to God? You are the one that is appearing at last. So I want you to make to decide today. I want you to make your heart today that, you know, I will be closer to God. Be closer to God more than this. You are yet to know God. You can be a bishop. You can be a deacon. You can be a pastor. You can be a church member. You need to know God. You are yet to know this God. We are here too. You know, so Enoch now decided, and you know what he did? He now decided to walk with God. And things changed for him. And at the end of the day, instead of death, you know, God took him. You know, as you are walking with God, God will take away affliction. He will take away debt. He will take away backwardness. He will take away failure from your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So God took, you know, him. And Enoch never experienced death because of intimacy with God. You know, God took him. I see God now, you know, taking away everything that is contrary in your life as you start to walk with him in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two thing that we help our intimacy with God is our worship. Because I need to let you know that up till now, God is still looking for worshipers. In the book of John chapter 4 in verse 24.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah. God is a spirit. And God says anyone that will worship him will worship him in spirit and in truth. So, you know, when you worship God, you know, you are creating, you know, you are bringing God into your situation. Hallelujah. You know, the primary activity of heaven is worship. Up till now in heaven, all they are doing is what? Is worshiping God. That is the activity of heaven. You know, so let's see it in Bible in Revelation chapter 4. Now, let's read verse 10. Yes.
The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crown before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
So heaven is worshiping God. The primary activity of heaven is worship. Are you seeing that? You know, because as they worship the Lord, in fact, in heaven there is an intimacy, there is closeness to God. Can you see that? So the 24 elders, they fall down, you know, at the throne, worshiping him. Not only the 24 elders, even people in heaven, all that they do is to worship God. They are crying, holy, holy, holy. Hebrew word for worship is proskuneo. It's called proskuneo. It means to kiss. The meaning of proskuneo is kiss. So when we worship God, we are kissing his beautiful face. When you are worshiping God, you know, the radiancy of God starts to come upon you. When you are worshiping the Lord, you know, you start to see a new glory of God upon your life. That is why I tell people that what are we going to do in church after they are finished praise worship? After they are finished praise worship, then you are coming to church. You know, we need to change. We need to know that God is a God of time. So when you go to church, you need to go there on time. You need to say, Lord, I want to, you know, it's like God not giving you an appointment. That is your governor in your state. When your governor say, I want to meet with you by 8 o'clock. Some of you will be there by 6. You'll be waiting. You will go through all the protocols so that you'll be able to meet with the governor, Mr. Governor. How much more God? When in the church they say, church will start by 8, you are there by 9. Church will start by 9, you are there by 10. Excuse me, that one will not bring favor upon your life. Let's worship God. You know, let's kiss him. Let his radiance come upon us. You know, there's a need for us to worship God more than this. So we become like the person we worship. By the time you start to worship the Lord, you become like the person you worship. Hallelujah. Why? Because his glory, his reflection will come upon you. His glory comes upon you. So there's a need for us to worship him. As you worship him, you are getting closer to him. You know, one time I asked my wife, why do you worship God like this? And you'll be crying. You know, when she's worshiping the Lord, you will see her crying. You will see her, it will be total concentration. I say, I need to learn. Thank God I learned. And thank God because it has changed my life. It has brought, you know, the more I worship God today, the more I see myself in the arena of his glory. You just see the glory. You know, you flow with God. You see the power of God. You see the glory of God being manifested upon your life. So, it is good to worship him. Hallelujah. And don't forget that intimacy with God, you know, makes you to even look like God himself. Praise the name of the Lord. Shout hallelujah. So let's go to number 3 point, and that is where we're going to start today. You know, we must be addicted to his presence. Be addicted to God's presence. There is nothing like presence of God. You know, some people, they like party. They will be in party. They will say, I have party this weekend, next weekend, 3 weekends to go. You know, all the weekends they have party and they are happy. And when they're in party, they can spend time. When they're in party, they can be there from 12 till late in the night. You know, nobody crazy. Why? Because they have the spirit of party. But when it is church, you know, they start to look at clock. The moment it is now, you started traveling by 10 o'clock, and by the time it is now 12, they start to look at their clock, telling you that time is going. But if it is party, where they are dancing, you know, and they are eating and feasting, they will not look at the time. Why is that so? You know, let me tell you something. There is nothing like God's presence. You know, so we need to know that the more you know of God, the more you want to know. The more time you spend with God, the more you want to spend. I said that. The more time you want to spend with God, you discover that I still want to spend more time with him. God's servant, you know, our father in the Lord, Pastor E. Adeboye, one day he told us a story that, you know, he was praying. He went on pilgrimage. He was praying. He was praying with some other people, you know, in the place where they born Jesus Christ. And when he got there, he was taken away. He was praying. Other people, they have left. People in the bus, they have been waiting for him to come to the bus. They are saying there's one black man. They can't see him. And they are wondering why he should be. They are waiting in the bus. None, the Baba has been engulfed. With what? In prayers. He just got there. He was lost in God's presence. And imagine that. How about you? You just come in your morning prayer. You are looking at time. You know, you have to put time to everything. Excuse me, you know, I want you to know that the more of God you have, the more you want. Let's see the book of Psalm. Psalm 73, verse 28. Psalm 73, verse number 28.
But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works.
Wow. He said, it is good. It is good for me to what? To draw near to God. It is better. Hear me, people of God. It is good for you to draw near to God. So, you know, let me tell you, all those people are telling you are spending too much time with God. You know, they don't like you. Because, hear me, you are going to end up with God. So where will God put you at last? So, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works. So it means when you are close to God, you have more testimonies. Closer to God brings you more testimony. Closer to God help you to know, you know, the power that is at work against your life. Closer to God means God to shield you and to defend you. Can you see that? So it is good for me to draw near. It is good for you to draw to God. You know, examples of Joshua. You know, Moses' sister, you know what happened? When Moses finished talking with God, Joshua will continue to be hunger for the presence of God. When God was speaking with Moses, you know, Joshua will be there. He will be at the corner there. But you know what now? You know, Joshua will not leave that point until what? Until he has talked with God also. No wonder, you know, that he became the next what? The next to took from Moses. Why? Bible says he had passion for his presence. Joshua had passion. He developed a true Moses. You know, true Moses. He was hungry for even the crumbs of God's presence. It was Moses that introduced Joshua to know what they call God's presence. And it really blessed him. No wonder I say that God chose him to lead the children of Israel after Moses. I pray for you that after this time, you will have eagerness. You will love his presence. You will like to abide with him, and it shall be well with you. Tomorrow, I will see you in the church, and I know that as you come into his presence, you will enjoy his glory. The Lord be with you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
for free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books on various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.